America Weekend. Roland, we come to the point of our broadcast.
Yeah. What point is that, Carl?
Well, I have nothing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you might say, for most of this broadcast, I've had nothing. Nah, that's not true. But I have nothing.
Well, that could be said.
That could be said.
No, well, you know, want to talk about fracking?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I read a new report just recently that says in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania State University has detected chemical compounds used for fracking in the drinking water of three Pennsylvania households. Now, you may recall a number of years ago in Dimock, Pennsylvania, where the fracturing has been going on for quite some time, the groundwater there turned brown, people got sick, livestock started losing the hair. You know, the stories went on and on. And, you know, so it's still a very big controversy all over what you call the Marcellus Shale.
Yes.
Pennsylvania all the way down through West Virginia into northern part of Virginia itself, where fracking, which is basically forcing water down into wells that are both vertical and horizontal, in order to high pressure crack the structure in hopes to get the release of gas.
But
here's the thing. Okay. Most of the water is supposed to be taken away, but sometimes it isn't, and it has chemicals in it, and that's what's causing groundwater to be hazardous.
We had on our program, if you and I know you do, Alexander Benesti from Global X USA.
Mm-hmm.
They truly do have the solution to that particular problem. Because what they are offering to the oil companies is the fact that what they call murky water, mm-hmm. that is sent down back into the wells through his process is clean water and drinkable. In other words, it will no longer taint the wells because the process of sending the gook back down into the ground, because they have to send it back down,
right.
It doesn't have the elements that those chemicals are evaporated by oxidation by his CLO2 process. Well, fascinating.
We should talk about that. Maybe perhaps get him back.
We're going to get him back because now, and the reason why I want to mention it, and I just noted a Bloomberg article. Curiously enough, you brought this up, that the United States is about ready to, and the Congress will finally end the ban of the U.S. exporting of crude oil. Now, it's a four-decade-old law that does not allow the United States corporations to export crude oil. That ban is now working its way through Congress to eliminate that law, which will allow the United States to export oil for the first time in four decades, which is over 40 years. Now, what it really is doing for us, and here's the conundrum. We need to be able to free ourselves from foreign oil. We must do that because it has caused us the difficulties and our intrusion in the world where we should not go in many places.
I would add something else to that, though, Carl. I think we need to free ourselves from oil.
Oh, notwithstanding, that goes without question. Oil is the fossils that are in the ground should stay there. Okay, we've got to get away from all of that. And by the way, with the new Tesla battery, which is coming on.
Isn't that something?
Oh, it's fast. Oh, that's great stuff. For $3,500, 10 gigawatts of power for an extended period of time.
And they're sold out through to 2016.
That's correct, and they should be. And this company has now changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we now have the ability to come off the grid. Which means the power companies can say to a house, your own house can say, I don't need your power source any longer. I have solar. I've got the batteries now. And I can live, by the way, without any existence from the grid at all. And the only thing the grid becomes is a backup to my energy, a backup source for $20 a month. My electricity bill is now $400 a month sometimes in the wintertime.
Well, let us hope that the big corporations will not fight some of the new technology so that the rest of us can have cheap energy. The world can have cheap energy.
That's the point. Exactly. The world can have it. And I'll tell you why they can't fight anymore. And I have it in my hand right here. This has changed it all. This is where
he's holding up a cell phone.
Cell phones. Right, by the way, as if people could see this. Ladies and gentlemen, I am holding up a cell phone here. And Kevin's giving us a one-minute sign. But the point is, this little unit has changed the way we think. Because the phone companies are now in this business, just like the power companies will be in the energy saving and conservation business. They're not going to have a choice.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Maybe not in our lifetime, Ron. Maybe not in our lifetime.
Enough reason to be happy with a smaller profit rather than a larger one.
Well, when you have all of these smaller companies taking away their business, they're not going to have a choice. Competition really does work. And the Tesla is leading the way.
Yep.
They're leading the way, and bless them for it. Bless them for it. Well, Roland, you're leading the way. And would you like to take us out on this end of the broadcast?
I could.
I think you'd do it very well.
Well, then
I'll stand aside. I'll bow at the waist. I'll duff my chapeau and bow at the waist.
Well, I'd like your chapeau. It's a fedora. And I thank you, Carl, once again for your loquaciousness on Smith Sabatino. We'll be back.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Everyone's heard of jet lag, but what about jet stomach? Well, it's a real condition, and actually, it's just another component of jet lag, but there's a way to minimize the stomach distress. Here's the biological science of it. When humans travel, especially west, and cross several time zones, both the brain and the stomach lag behind.
This is not normal.
The digestive system just gets confused, like the brain, and when the body gets out of sync, gastrointestinal problems can emerge.
Coach!
What to do? When traveling, avoid high-fat, high-calorie foods, cut down on caffeine, alcohol, and stay hydrated. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Watching what you eat for a few days while traveling will give both your gut and brain time to catch up with the local time zone. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.